Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, memory number 148, Illuminations, Reflections of Earth. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support. Welcome to Memory 148 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. I have to admit it, I lied. I'm sorry, just a little bit at least. I know we're coming to an end of our day at Epcot in March of 2014, and I know what you're thinking. Where do we go next? And, well, that's what I was thinking about, and I was thinking about, you know, how many Fridays I've got left in 2015, and from what I count, I believe I need about 6 more episodes to kind of round out the year. And it just so happens I have that half-day trip to Epcot from our January 2015 trip just recently to use. Since it's not a full day and I wasn't sure I would ever get to use it, you know, I think I'll end up using it now. So for now, we're going to postpone the voting on where do we want to go next, and we'll go ahead and finish out our day in March of 2014. We've got about 2 memories left. And then we'll move on to Epcot in January of 2015. And I hope that's all right with you. But in the meantime, let's go ahead and continue with our day at Epcot. For those of you just joining us, I hope that isn't many of you, but I'm glad to have you along. We're spending what has been a rainy day in Epcot in early March of 2014. It's Flower and Garden Festival, but the crowds are light. A 3 out of 10 in TorreyPlans.com. And the rain from the morning has given way to a beautiful evening. In Memory 147, we'll laugh through the fun O Canada film and are now getting ready for Illuminations. We'll join the memory as we just exited the show and are making our way around the promenade to Morocco. Our friends are in the park, and we're going to meet up with them in the Tangerine Cafe. I won't bore you right now with our catching up, but there is still plenty to hear as we make our way around there. We'll stop for some fish and chips in England. Cross the bridge in France, my in-laws will go off in search of pastries. And then we'll end up taking the family to meet our friends over in the Tangerine Cafe. And after hanging out for a little while, we'll end up taking one of their sons outside with us as we get into place for the start of the fireworks. We get right on the railing just as the fireworks are about to begin, and I end up with both my friend's son on one shoulder and Susie on the other. And it makes for actually kind of a fun commentary on the fireworks as they're going off. It's fun to listen to the kids as they comment on the show. The things that they see and observe, it's just so cool and fun to have those memories locked in place, especially like this. This is also probably one of my favorite of all time fireworks anywhere, and probably my favorite at Walt Disney World for sure. The soundtrack for this attraction, though, is probably the big reason. It's just amazing and should not be missed if possible. So what do you think of Illuminations? Is it your favorite fireworks show, or do you think it's time for an update? Do you have a favorite memory of watching it with someone you love? Please come share it with all of us, and while you're at it, leave some feedback on the show simply by visiting the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you can find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on social media, or maybe view some of my photos and videos. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM0 and leave your memories and feedback that way. If you like this show and want to help others find it, a review on iTunes helps move us up those search results lists, or maybe mention us on a tweet, on Facebook, on Google+, on Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get out the word about the show. And finally, if you'd like to help support the podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount you like, and don't forget to check out those affiliate links on the website for other great information that helps support the show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality of my in-park recordings. Now, today's memory is in binaural, so I suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now, sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we enjoy some top-notch fireworks performance.
I thought I felt something. We want to be down this end. You feel the wind? That means fireworks are going to blow and the smoke is going to converge on that end, so you want to be at the opposite end. It is 8:30. That's what he said. You know, he said reality is they probably wouldn't be done. What? And what? Who?
Was the baby born today or yesterday?
Today.
Whoops.
Yeah. So you'll always remember the day that your baby cousin was born. You were at Epcot. Getting to ride Soarin' and Test Track for the first time. Oh, the hat lady's in there playing. You want fish and chips?
No. Do you?
Kinda, yes.
Then do you want to stop and get it?
I will. I'm gonna get that. Hello. One order of fish and chips, please.
Yeah. Anything else?
That'll be it.
Okay, that is going to be 958 MB. That's fine. Is it gone?
Yep, it's there. Thank you. What did you do with your parents?
They went up to France to see if they could find something that they were interested in eating.
Okay.
You know you're going to share that, right?
Yeah, I know. That's the reason I got it. You want to switch and I'll push and you carry? Hot. Needs malt vinegar. That's what I've got. Hey, Susie. Yeah? Well, sort of. Or you just realize it goes everywhere.
Everybody's setting up the tent.
No, that's a... No, I guess not. It's actually a bad spot. Fish.
Yeah, but I want tartar sauce.
Flaky, moist, really good. Nope. What's a fleur-de-lis? Look at item 3. We did. Go. There was a whole lot of space to the right. I put a little bit on. I'm waiting for you to have some. They're inside. No. They should be sitting like out here or something. Are you keeping up or? That's going to be blocking the sphere, isn't it?
Bring it over here.
I was just going to say, do you think I can get it here? Like right there?
The place where dreams come true.
Come over here.
We welcome all of you to Epcot and World Showcase.
It's just like right here.
We're gathered here.
That works.
Tonight,
Susie, stay here.
As people of all lands have gathered for thousands,
can you guys see it?
Thousands of years
can you
before
stand on the rail here?
To share the light. And to share.
Yeah. Can you see if we stand like right there?
An amazing story. As old as time itself.
Yeah.
But still.
You wanna put your arm around me?
And though each of us has our own individual stories to tell, a true adventure emerges.
You wanna sit again?
No, I wanna sit on the rail.
Sit on the rail?
We hope you
enjoy
the
step on the flowers
tonight.
Reflections of Earth. How's that? Can you see? Come here, Susie. Are you good? Trace, I need you to help me with the kids. Jump her up here. He's in the chair. I'll get her. Watch for the fire.
There's a rig!
Did you feel
like
from that rider?
Yeah,
I didn't.
You see what's coming out? Look over there.
No.
Yeah.
Look at that huge thing.
I'm just joking.
Hey, Daddy, last time I was here,
sometimes
that was there.
Every time when I see fire, it goes like right into my eyes and then it burns my eyes and stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah, it hurts.
It's pretty hot, huh?
Yep. It's like the hottest fire in the world. Is the sun hotter than fire?
Much. Much, much hotter.
Wow. I just saw that thing right over there, and now I have it right there. I never seen it do that.
Yeah?
That looks like twin arrows.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be. You see the pictures on it? It's a big old TV, huh?
Uh-huh.
It's the world. It's
a big globe of the world.
Yeah?
No. Did you know we're actually in space right now?
Yeah, we are.
And we're in the solar system.
They need to be down? Can you guys still see or not?
Yeah.
Here, if you stand on the black, that gets even higher. How's that? You good? Susie, hold on to the railing. And you don't pull. You good?
Yep.
All right, hang on. Around the same time.
I was not born in October.
You were a little bit earlier, right?
September.
Yeah.
One of my best friends in school was born in 2008.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because for him, the first time was on a birthday this year. Oh, my gosh.
Cold?
Yeah.
Can you run him back to get a sweater? He's cold. Look. Look. Go back by Gio, by Sebastian. Here, Sue, turn around.
you for having been with us for Illuminations.
That's it. You want to get back in your seat?
Presented by Siemens. We hope that your visit to the Walt Disney World Resort has been a truly magical experience for you and yours. We wish you a pleasant evening and a safe journey home. Thank you and good night.
No, I was just holding them on my shoulders.
Say bye right into that.
Bye.
Good job.